some songs that you remember maybe from your childhood. We'll be singing songs about some of the most famous Old Testament characters. So we begin with Rock My Soul, where we meet Abraham. Abraham was descended by 10 generations from Noah, and God promised him in Genesis 12 that he would make of him a great nation, that he would be blessed, and he would bless all who blessed him. This seemed pretty impossible at the time because Abraham was married to Sarah, who was thought to be unable to have any children. So as a way to fulfill God's promise, Sarah kind of took things into her own hands and thought she could fix the situation. So she gave her Egyptian maid Hagar to Abraham, and she bore a son named Ishmael. Then 12 years later, surprise, surprise, Sarah bore a child named Isaac. And the story that we remember probably most is what's up on the screen is the story where God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac as a test of his faith, and then in the last minute, Isaac was spared. In the song when we sing, Rock My Soul in the Bosom of Abraham, it means that we are in a position of favor with God. So Jim will be singing the verses and want everybody else to join him in the chorus. So we start out with the chorus, so you can start singing with us.
Why don't you rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham? Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. Oh, rock my soul. I would not be a sinner. I'm telling you the reason why.
She protected them, and in return, they promised not to harm her or her family when the city was destroyed. So for 7 days, they went and circled the city once and blew their trumpets. And on the seventh day, they went around the city seven times instead of once. And then when the time came for them, after they had blown their trumpets, Joshua told all the people to shout, and the walls came tumbling down. then they went in and burned and destroyed the whole city except Rahab and her family. They kept their promise. So join in. Each had four faces and two pairs of wings and normal feet, but the hooves of a calf. Their wings made a whirring sound, and the creatures darted back and forth like flashes of lightning. Beside them were four bright gleaming wheels, and then wheels within the wheels. And overhead was a platform with a chariot thrown, and on that chariot form he saw the Lord in human form. So there were four faces. The first was an ox, which stands for the labors of man. The second was an eagle, which represents our spiritual and our prayer life. The third, the lion, represents our spiritual gifts and our ministry. And the face of man represents Adam and our family obligations and shows that we are able to make free choices in our lives. The wheel beside each creature represents a particular activity that's associated with each of the four faces of man and the earth. We are to work together, side by side, and not independently of each other. New concept, huh? If we are living a balanced lifestyle, the movements in the directions of the four faces will always bring you back to the center point of God's will. So our lives always need to be pointed towards God. So through this vision, God spoke to Ezekiel and told him he was sending him to the Israelites to be their prophet and to warn them of the consequences of not following God. So you we'll be singing. This is the chorus that you'll be singing with us. And we start out with the chorus, so. Thank you. rescued by Pharaoh's daughter and brought up as an Egyptian prince. And then on Mount Sinai, he received the Ten Commandments, and ultimately he led the Hebrew people out of Egypt into the wilderness of Sinai to the gates of the Promised Land. David was Israel's greatest leader. He was a poet, a soldier, a statesman, and of all the of Israel's kings, he was probably the most beloved. He went from a shepherd boy who defeated the giant Goliath with a slingshot, he went to become a king. When it talks about in the song David's Temple of Praise, this is the temple inside each of us where the Holy Spirit dwells. When we get to the chorus, there's a couple different things that it talks about in there. The first one comes from 1 Thessalonians. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. It also talks about the year of the Jubilee. And this was a Jewish festival that happened only once every 50 years. And during that year, all the Jewish slaves were freed and all the Jewish debts were forgiven. It's the perfect symbol of what Christ's death on the cross means for us. We are no longer slaves to sin, but are set free. God was with his people in the Old Testament with all these leaders we've talked about today. He's with us today, and he will be coming again.